Chapter 2. It was a long journey to Puerto Vallarta, but the coach often stopped for breaks along the way. Lucy had arranged for them to stop at a Mexican restaurant for lunch. The group sat together at a long table and ordered from the interesting menu. "I'm going to order something spicy with avocados," said Steve. "Avocados come from Mexico. I think a fresh Mexican avocado will taste better than the ones we get back home."
"Oh, yes," said Jess. "I love avocados too."
"Yuck," said Al. "I really don't like avocados. I think they taste horrible." Soon after they ordered, they heard loud drums. Then they saw male and female dancers who were dressed in traditional costumes and headdresses. They danced to the beat of the drums. The costumes were very colourful, and the dancers danced around the table where the group sat. The group clapped to the beat of the drum as Meg and Rick took lots of photos. When the dance finished, the group clapped even harder. They took some more photos of themselves with the dancers. This was a lunch that they would never forget. Later on, the coach stopped at Tequila. Tequila is a famous town because they make a special drink there. The drink is made from local plants and is also called tequila. Lucy took them to a farm where they grow the special plants. They all tasted the tequila made on the farm. Jess did not like the taste, but Steve bought a few bottles to take home as gifts. When they got to Puerto Vallarta, the coach stopped at different hotels to drop off the passengers. "Come to our hotel tomorrow night," Tim said as he left, "at 7 p.m. See you then." Steve and Jess were the last on the coach. They waved to each of their friends from the coach window as they were dropped off at their hotels. It had been a long day, but it had been a wonderful experience. When Steve and Jess arrived in the lobby of their hotel, they were amazed at how big it was. The lobby was decorated with blue marble, and the reception desk was made from dark wood. It all looked very luxurious. They checked in, and a porter took their suitcases. Jess and Steve followed him through the hotel. They passed a large swimming pool and walked across a nice green lawn. They went up some stairs, and the porter took their suitcases into their hotel room. Steve gave the porter a tip, and he left. Jess and Steve stood in the large room. It was the honeymoon room. There were petals on the bed and a bottle of wine on the table. It was very romantic. They opened the balcony doors and stepped out. Suddenly, the sky was full of birds. It was a flock of pelicans flying up from the beach. What an amazing sight! Later, Jess and Steve got dressed for dinner. They walked back across the lawn to find the restaurants in the hotel. There were three different restaurants to choose from. Each restaurant had different food. Steve was very excited because he wanted to try all the local food and drink while they were in Mexico. It was a beautiful evening, and they stayed up late and listened to the mariachi band.
"I think I'm going to enjoy it here," said Jess, as she held Steve's hand.
"It's great, isn't it?" said Steve. "The perfect way to spend our honeymoon."